on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
In campus news, all students and permanent staff across UK campuses can now download Microsoft Office completely free of charge for up to five devices, saving up to £390 on the retail price. Students can obtain the software by logging into their email account, selecting the gear symbol to find the software installation option, and following the on-screen instructions. Full details are on the IT Services website. The university is recruiting five faculty pro vice chancellors. The new roles are part of the university's Global Strategy 2020, which sets the agenda for the next 5 years and beyond. The new leaders will head up the faculties for arts, engineering, medicine and health sciences, science and social sciences. Half of people will now get cancer at some point in their lives. That's up from the previous estimate of a third. Cancer Research UK is warning that the health service needs to improve if it's to cope with the rise in the number of cases. But Nell Barry from the charity says there is some more positive news as well.
It is a sobering statistic, but I think the first thing to say to back that up is that more people are surviving the disease than ever before. So that's really, really good news. That shows the power of research, and those survival rates have gone up massively since the 70s, for example.
Jordan has executed two prisoners in revenge for the murder of one of its pilots by Islamic State. Tim Jones reports.
Crowds in the capital Amman protesting after IS murdered a Jordanian pilot.
No Muslim can accept what has been shown by ISIS. Which religion do they belong to, this ISIS?
Jordan's responded by executing two jailed al-Qaeda prisoners, including an Iraqi woman who they'd wanted to swap for the pilot. Marwan Muasha is Jordan's former deputy PM.
If anything, I think it will strengthen the resolve of the country in carrying out more attacks against ISIS.
Islamic State's brutality has rocked Jordan, which borders areas where IS operates.
Lady Gaga says she's been collaborating on new material with Paul McCartney. She's posted a couple of pictures online saying working on one of his many secret projects. The US singer said she had a beautiful session with lots of laughs, although she hasn't said when the music's likely to be released. Manchester United avoided an FA Cup exit to a lower league side last night. They won 3-0 against Cambridge United at Old Trafford in their replay. They'll now travel to a League One team after Preston won 3-1 at Sheffield United. Sunderland were the other club who progressed, winning 3-1 at Fulham. They'll now go to Chelsea's conquerors, Bradford. The weather today, dry with sunny intervals expected throughout the day. Highs of 3 Celsius, that's 37 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 28 minutes to 11.